Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We don't talk enough in life in general, but in particular in the NFL, about NBA, which is next best alternative. You know, we want to just say, should it be Shador, should it be somebody else? Who is the somebody else? I would say right now, I think I'd rather have Shador next year than drafting a rookie that's not named Fernando Mendoza or Dante Moore. Now, if I can get one of those two guys, that might be a little bit different. I think there's something to be said for seeing what Shador could do with a full offseason, seeing what Shador could do with better people around him. I think you guys and everybody listening need to say on a scale 1 to 10, I feel about a 7 about Shador right now. If everybody in Cleveland's hitting a 7, then I think you almost definitely give him next year. If you guys are 5 or 6, that's a little different.
Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider, giving you his take on where the Browns are with Shador. We do have Nathan Zagura coming up in 1 hour's time. I think he sets the bar a little too high. I think 7, to me, like a 7 or 8 means you've been winning games and Shador's throwing for 300 yards a game. I don't know any rookie that we have that expectation for.
I mean, again, everyone's got their own curve on it, right? Like the Dave Portnoy pizza reviews taught me that because I was like, wait a second, an 8.1, that seems like a great score. 8.1 is like all time for him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So everyone's got their own little scores and how they deal with things. For you, a 7 or 8 might be in that category, whereas for me, for a 6 and a 7, somewhere in that stretch, 8, 9.
6, 7.
But, so that's what makes that tough. That's why, it's hard to do, a 1 to 10 ratio thing. But for Ross, if he's a 7, if he's a 6, if he's whatever, has he shown you enough that you think next year? And here's a part where I agree with Ross in a way that I find nice because I'm not going to have any battles with him for the next, 5 months when we discuss this. I'm in on Shador being the quarterback next year. If your other options are, let's say, Tua, anybody, literally anybody else, I'm not interested in, but I'm open to the idea that I will not kill them if it's Fernando Mendoza or it's Dante Moore and they do the homework on it and their conclusion is we need to get this guy. And because of that, then okay, fine. I can live with that is the point here. I can live with that, but anything outside of it being Mendoza or Moore because they love that guy and have their socks blown off with that guy, it just won't make sense to me.
Every time I watch Shador, I don't, there, so many times, whether it was Dylan earlier this year or Deshaun Kaiser or I'm trying to think of Cody Kessler, there have been so many quarterbacks that I've watched and just thought, that's enough of that.
Yeah.
I just haven't. And I really do think, I think there is, if you're saying he needs to prove himself to definitively be the quarterback of the Browns, that's a disingenuous bar that you've set. And if anything, it proves to me that he cleared the most basic bar, which is continue to look like an NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
Like you got to factor in all the context. When he started playing, which was after Thanksgiving. Or actually, no, that's not fair. Mid-November. Okay. That's a tougher time of year to take over a team, especially when you weren't given the same, not sabotage, but when you weren't given the same developmental reps as Dylan Gabriel. So he's playing later in the season. The team got severely injured. 2, he is keeping you in these games. It's weird. I hated the game plan yesterday. I did. I think the whole point of Shador is he can make plays, and Kevin Stefanski has built this entire season on, last year will never happen again, and you just you just transmuted this whole thing into a worse offense than you had last year even. But I digress. He did what Kevin asked of him, and he played relatively well. Again, serviceable. Like, serviceable is the bar for where Shador is, because the context around him continues to get worse with each week. When you factor all that in, I don't know how you look at what he's done and go, the fact that I can still sit here and go, I'm really excited to see what he has against Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And then, hey, Cincinnati after this. Well, like, I think that's the answer right there.
The play does the talking, right? And he has not taken, his play has not taken him out of the conversations for next year. That was the goal of Shador. Because let's be honest, it is a insurmountable climb to be able to be ushered into that role as the third quarterback off the bench with no offensive line, with no wide receivers, with basically no semblance of an offense, and to be able to at least have Browns fans' ears perk up. Like, that's an impossible thing to have happen, and he's been able to pull that off. Now, yeah, over the next couple games, would I like to see him throw the ball down the field again? Yes, I would. Do I think the pinky injury had a big thing and a big deal and a big part of that? Yeah, I really do. At least I'm just telling myself, maybe I'm lying to myself about that, but I believe that was a part of it. And so I want to see more of them. I do. But also in that same breath, if they get down to first or second overall pick and they're like, we like Dante Moore more. Okay. Well, Shador, that part of the equation, you didn't 100% slam shut. And so, like, if that's what that is, that's what that is.
Yeah. And I think, like, the real victory here is at the end of the season, if it's still a conversation, whether we say it's serviceable or you want to put it at a 5 or a 6, however you want to, like, Shador going from we're not going to play you this year to you're a serviceable NFL quarterback in 7 starts time, that is that you've moved multiple rungs here.
For sure.
Multiple levels that people said you wouldn't do. And I think that's important. And I think it's really interesting about that next available alternative, or what was Ross's?
The NBA, best available.
So what's interesting is,
patent pending, Ross Tucker.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I was out on Stefanski the second that he said Dylan Gabriel was going to be a better quarterback than Shador, right? It was so off of what anyone thought. It's so off what I thought, what you thought.
Right.
And again, I wasn't the biggest Shador honk in the world, but Dylan Gabriel ain't it, and everybody knew it. I think it's going to be really interesting if you get the number 4 pick and everyone thinks Mendoza and Moore are going 1 and 2. And so you're really talking about Carnell Tate versus Tyson versus the right tackle from Utah. And you go to these coaching candidates and you go, who do you think's a better quarterback, Dylan Gabriel or Shador Sanders? Because to this moment, if you say Dylan, there will be no second interview for me. You can't. Like, we got people on the 92.3 The Fan chat, and there's no way. It's the old Gabriel Gobblers.
Dylan wouldn't win that battle.
Well, but no, it's the Gabriel Gobblers, who didn't exist when he was playing.
Well, the battle wouldn't be between Dylan and Shador. The battle's between Shador and Deshaun.
Or Shador Deshaun and Kirk Cousins.
Well, and that could be another possibility too. But like that's honestly that's the battle. If we're just like talking truthfully about it, from what the Browns seem like they would do and what they would discuss, like that's going to end up being the battle. And we'll find out. By the way, we'll find out tomorrow if they're going to activate Deshaun or not. That'll be interesting to see if they just keep him out there and what they end up doing for practice wise and everything like that. But yeah, I mean, if you take a quarterback one or two, okay, fine. That's you want to bet on that. You make your bet. I'll hold you to it the entire stretch of the way. I just think after 6-7 games, whatever this ends up being, I'm not doing it intentionally. It's just fallen in line so many times today.
It gets in your head, and then you just say it more than you normally would.
So many times today. Yeah. An insane amount of times today. But ultimately, I want to see what Jador can do.
But like when I hear people say, yesterday wasn't enough, it's like it's the number one pass defense. That team is playing for something. Your team's playing out the string. If serviceable, and that's what I thought Shador was yesterday, if that's not enough in week 16 on a 3-11 team, soon to be 3-12 team, I have to wonder whether you've been genuine about your approach to Shador this entire time, or if you're still mad that the supporters get big mad at you online.
Well, so here's something I've been thinking about too, is the idea that when it comes to Andrew Berry, I'm convinced is just he's not a charlatan, but his whole job is to try to figure out how do I extend this as long as I possibly can. It's one of the grifts that GMs in professional sports consistently try to pull off, where you can end up being a GM for a decade while winning absolutely nothing, okay? What if Andrew Berry in this entire process thinks to himself, well, how do I extend my job even further? Well, if you want to extend your job as further as and as long as you possibly can, you make Shador the starter next year, and then you make it where if Shador stinks, then you take a quarterback, and then that, by the way, resets the clock, or you just go out there and Shador saves your job and wins a bunch of games anyway, and then you're off to the races, and you're actually winning games with somebody you drafted. Like, the win-win for Andrew Berry is outlined right there with Shador starting in 2026.
Well, fortunately for all the supporters, I think AB is a big reason why Shador's here. I think AB is a big believer of Shador.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to factor into the next head coaching job. That doesn't mean you go to Shador and say, who do you like? But yeah, every coach that you talk to, if Shador is the next best alternative, you have to go and say, listen, we're not going to trade up for Mendoza. We're not going to trade up for Moore. We don't have the assets to do that and fix the rest of our roster. How do you win with Shador?
Yeah, like if I was doing the interview and I was like trying to just basically placate the boss, all the answers would go back to Shador's the greatest quarterback I've ever seen. Because I think Andrew Berry, I think he cares a great deal about that being the reality. And so, yeah, you want to sell it. Now, again, the head coach, we have so many questions we just don't have answered right now. It's incredible the amount of questions we just don't have answered right now. But like the head coach, if you're coming into the situation, are you taking a job where Shador's the quarterback in 2026 with the idea that you would either take a quarterback in 2027 or you have to fix Shador or make Shador have that next level rise? Or would you say, I just want my quarterback, I want my Dante Moore, I want my Fernando Mendoza, let's do that.
More unanswered questions from the Browns, including, what are they waiting on? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.